This is Tom Rowe, and you are listening to the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local blogs, Twitter feeds, newspapers, magazines, and other publications at newsroom.wgxc.org. Republican William Hallenbeck has been elected mayor of Hudson, beating Democrat Nick Haddad. WGXC's Sarah Kendall reported from the Columbia County Board of Elections office, and Antonio Flores Lobos read that news on the air around 5:45 p.m. on the WGXC afternoon show on Tuesday.
We're going to interrupt this song just to bring you the breaking news from the town of Hudson. Officially, and I repeat officially, Republican William Hallenbeck has won the elections of the city of Hudson. He is going to be the next, and I repeat, the next mayor of the city of Hudson.
At that point, WGXC reported that Hallenbeck was winning by 35 votes, with a few votes still in contention, during a count of absentee and affidavit ballots. At 8:27 p.m., Tom Casey at the Register Star reports a final tally. Hallenbeck wins by 43. The Columbia Land Conservancy reports that 54 acres in New Lebanon are getting a conservation easement, part of a neighborhood conservation block adjacent to seven other privately owned protected lands of over 1,000 acres. The property was donated to the CLC by Hiroshi Matsuzaki and Susan Goldberg as part of CLC's trade land program. It is now being purchased from CLC by Doug and Judy Upton, who live adjacent to the land. Quote, "My wife and I wanted to add more lands to our existing property," unquote, says Doug Upton Jr. Quote, "This was a great opportunity to work with the Columbia Land Conservancy to accomplish our goals and preserve the astonishing natural beauty of this property forever," unquote. The New Lebanon property includes vernal pools, areas that are covered by water for parts of the year, and seasonal streams that eventually flow into the Shaker Swamp, a 495-acre New York State Department of Environmental Conservation designated Class 1 wetland system, the highest DEC level of protection. The Columbia Land Conservancy now holds easements on 21,350 acres in the county. You can find out more about their land protection program at clctrust.org. Lissa Harris in the Watershed Post reports that the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is extending deadlines for filing proof of loss claims through the National Flood Insurance Program for damage from Hurricane Irene, now extended from 60 days to 150 days, or Tropical Storm Lee, extended from 60 days to 120 days in New York State. Harris quotes the FEMA press release that you can read at the Watershed Post website, and you can also tune in to the Watershed Post half-hour news hour at 3 p.m. today, Wednesday, November 30th, on WGXC 90.7 FM. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation police officers recently set up saturation patrols, to target illegal deer shooting with the use of artificial light, a practice commonly known as deer jacking. Typically, deer jacking occurs in remote rural areas throughout the night. Quote, "The vast majority of hunters pursue and take game legally," unquote, said DEC law enforcement major Tim Duffy. Quote, "We work closely with the sporting community to stop individuals from illegally taking game to the detriment of wildlife populations and the legal efforts of honest hunters," unquote. In Columbia County, they charged the following folks. On November 10th, Todd Hall, 44, of Austerlitz, and David Hall, 43, of Chatham, were charged with possession of an unsecured firearm in a motor vehicle while spotlighting, a misdemeanor. Both were issued an appearance tickets returnable to Austerlitz Justice Courts and face up to $1,000 in fines and up to 90 days in jail. On November 24th, Dominic Pop, 74, of Gallatin, was issued appearance tickets for the illegal taking of deer and shooting over a bait pile. Pop appeared in Gallatin Town Court, apologized for his actions, and paid a $750 fine. In Albany County, DEC recorded 14 incidents of deer jacking, 11 in Rensselaer County and 1 in Schenectady County. If you have information regarding illegal hunting activities, please contact the DEC Turn-In Poachers and Polluters tip line, 1-800-847-7332. Today is Wednesday, November 30th, 2011, and the National Weather Service predicts a slight chance of showers after 3 p.m. and otherwise partly sunny with a high near 47. Wednesday night, there's also a slight chance of showers, possibly mixing with snow after 10 p.m. with a low around 30. The rest of the week's forecast, Thursday sunny with a high near 43 and Friday mostly sunny with a high near 45. This is the fifth Wednesday of the month, and meetings do not usually get scheduled in the fifth week, but Hudson does have a public hearing at 4 p.m. at City Hall about the local law proposed Local Law Number 3 of 2011, amending the payment plan for delinquent taxes. That's a public hearing at 4 p.m. at Hudson City Hall. Sun rises at 6:59 a.m. and sets at 4:30 p.m. today. The moon rises at 11:16 a.m. and sets at 10:26 p.m. Tune in to the half-hour news hour, the Watershed Post show at 3 p.m. on WGXC, and the WGXC afternoon show from 4 to 6 p.m. includes Luke Weller from the band Positive Mental Trip, who will be live in the Catskill Community Center for an interview and performing a few acoustic songs. He's discussing Jam for Tots, a benefit to get money and toys for kids in Greene County for Christmas that's being held this Saturday at Crossroads Brewery in Athens. Also, a little after 4 p.m. on the WGXC afternoon show, Catskill Village President Vince Seeley will be in the studio live to discuss events there this Saturday in the village's A Day in December event. Ron Diamondstein is the host, and Peter Krug and Matt Bua will also be there from 4 to 6 p.m. on the WGXC afternoon show. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM.